Is Islam compatible with American freedom? With the recent election of a Muslim mayor in New York City, which was, of course, targeted so dramatically 24 years ago on 9/11 by Islamic terrorists. But today, Islam is enjoying a boost in our nation. And now there are plans for Islam to expand in Texas, with a huge Islamic center to be built in the Houston area. Alex McFarland, a Christian apologist and youth expert, warns, quote, "They say that nobody messes with Texas, but even Texas might not be prepared for this type of invasion. Now in New York City, where a Shiite Muslim is now mayor, agitators are proclaiming that Islam will be in every home. Radical Islamic leaders have broken treaties and truces. They've actively campaigned against Christianity, and they want to break the backs of all freedom-loving and God-worshipping people. Islam is not a peaceful religion and is determined to undermine American culture and our religious foundation. Texas, be wary of the aggressor at work for the hearts and souls of Texans," so warns Alex McFarland. Alex McFarland now joins us on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Alex, it's great to have you back on the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Newcomb. It's always a great honor to speak with you.
Okay, well, first of all, were you surprised by the election of Mamdani, who, by the way, he's both Muslim, but he's also, a Marxist? And it's like, how are those two compatible? The essence of Marxism, or one part of it is, major part, is a belief in no God.
Well, I was very disappointed that Mamdani became the mayor of New York City, or the mayor-elect. I was not really surprised, but I was very disappointed.
Okay, but what about the question in terms of how can you be an atheist and then also be a Muslim at the same time?
Well, nowadays labels and actually terminologies don't really mean all that much, but we know Mamdani has been on record as being a Marxist, anti-Semite. He says that it should be illegal to be a billionaire. He wants to control the real estate market. He wants to forcibly, spend taxpayer money to create government-led grocery stores in the inner city. And politically and economically, he represents everything that won't work for the United States of America. And I mean, just think about this. The 13th largest economy in the world, that of greater, Manhattan, that is the 13th largest economy in the world, and it's in the hands of an avowed Marxist. It's just disappointing that the voters in New York would elect such a person for their mayor.
All right. Now, in the meantime, let's talk about this, some sort of development in the Houston area. And you say, you said to me off the air before we were just talking just now, that there's some sort of large Islamic center in Dallas as well. Tell us about this.
Well, I really think, nationally, we should prohibit these centers and these big cultural juggernauts from buying land and being zoned and, coming together in the United States of America. Dr. Newcomb, I know that we have freedom of religion and freedom of conscience. If somebody wants to be a Muslim, they can be a Muslim. But like the Atlantic.com has reported, and other scholars as well, Islam, pure, true Islam, does not assimilate. And when we think of jihad, we might think of bombings or planes flown into the World Trade Towers. But there's another nuance to their vision of jihad, and that's cultural jihad. In the elections of November 2025, 42 overtly Muslim candidates won seats across America, mayoral races, city council races, school boards. And there was a big center built outside of Dallas about 10 years ago. And I was speaking down there, and they said that initially when this big mosque and Islamic center, and I actually went to it, when it was being started, contractors wouldn't work on it. But framers, pipe fitters, plumbers, electricians were, the word got out that the Muslim group would pay three times whatever the going rate was to get subs and workers. And that, you know, the word was out, if you will work on building this mosque, and you're licensed and can do it to code, we will pay you three times what you would get paid elsewhere. And so people did it. But this is very sad. It actually threatens the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, because IslamAtlantic.com 2 years ago had a big article about how it is a misnomer to say that Islam is a religion of peace, that the true Muslims, really the moderate, westernized, assimilating into American life Muslims, are the backsliders, that the true faithful Muslims do give their life to jihad and a worldwide caliphate and the subjugation of all non-Muslims. And I realized that, you know, very pluralistic, left-leaning Americans, especially like Democrats, are very naive about this. But there is a concerted, unrelenting effort to further weave Islam into the fabric of American life, and it really jeopardizes this country's future.
Okay, so first of all, the Constitution says, or, you know, this is the First Amendment to it, it begins, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So there is the free exercise of religion that is part of what we have. So where do you draw the line, or how do you draw the line when it comes to Islam versus other religious expressions?
Sure. And I don't think it would violate the free exercise clause to mandate that huge tracts of land could not be bought with, you know, Middle Eastern money or owned by foreign countries. If Muslims and a building that's a mosque, that's one thing. But these huge centers that would be recruitment camps for young jihadists and activists, and that would be, you know, schools to promote, not only do they promote an Islamic worldview and Sharia law as the ideal, but also anti-Semitism and, you know, demi status in foreign countries, that they want that here. And further, let me say this, the honoring of the free exercise clause in no way should mandate that cities like Newark, New Jersey, where I've been, and other Midwestern cities have to blare out five times a day the minarets with the call to prayer. I mean, that is just, besides being, you know, absolute noise, it's very unsettling that here in the United States of America, founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and at one time a majority Christian nation, and that has been the secret to our greatness, American exceptionalism, our Judeo-Christian DNA, but increasingly the presence of Islam. And, you know, to the pluralistic, globalist, diverse left that think it's a great thing that the East is coming into the West, if God doesn't in his mercy send a great revival and an awakening, and these people get evangelized and Christianity be shored up again, I mean, in 100 years, if Christ is not returned, I mean, if you want America to look like, you know, Iran or the Middle East, and women don't have rights, and non-Muslims are just persecuted, I mean, that's where this country will be if we don't restore what gave us all that we've got. If you like what we've got, liberty, stability, prosperity, sustainability, it was not Islam or Marxism, it was Christianity, and it must, we must acknowledge that.
Okay, so let's talk about the Jews for a moment, because I think this is really an important point. They say that, you know, a huge percentage of Jews live in New York City. Did they go out and vote for Mamdani? I mean, it's not in their interest, because he is on record, you know, as saying, you know, some statements in favor of Hamas. Well, Hamas has within its own charter that Israel, as a Jewish state, should not exist as a Jewish state.
Yes, that's true. No doubt, some Jews probably did vote for Mamdani because, you know, in the very liberal or reform Judaism, you know, there is not either the willingness or the understanding to advocate for things that would be of interest to Jewish people. But certainly, the majority of Jewish people in New York City would not or could not have voted for Mamdani, because in New York City is the highest concentration of Jewish people of anywhere outside of Israel. And, you know, it's so sad in this age of diversity, inclusion, and human rights for all. It's like the one racism that gets a pass is perhaps the world's oldest form of hatred, which is anti-Semitism. And so I want to call on my pastor friends, my fellow clergy, to use your platform and preach sermons on why all people, but especially Bible-believing Christians, should speak out against anti-Semitism. We should speak for Israel's right to exist, Israel's right to self-determination, certainly Israel's right to self-defense. And the fact that Mamdani would not be on record as really categorically disavowing Hamas and the global Antifada, you know, shows that he couldn't do that. He therefore must, by his silence, he's okay with the anti-Semitism and the Jew hatred advocated by those agencies he would not condemn.
And meanwhile, the thing that's so weird, though, to me is that is Mamdani a good Muslim? I mean, how could he be a good Muslim and, you know, be number one for gay rights? I mean, they in some of these countries where, you know, Muslims have complete power and sway and so forth, they take homosexuals, accused homosexuals, and they toss them off of buildings to their death, plunging below. And yet here's Mamdani, you know, marching for gay rights and pride flags and pride, you know, marches and so forth.
Well, you know, to become mayor of New York, you've got to, you know, do a lot of things. But really, there is a concept in Islam that I probably can't pronounce the word.
Taqiyya?
And I'm not going to try. But it's the concept of deception and lying for the cause of Allah. It's T-A-Q-I-Y-Y-A. I won't begin to.
I've heard it pronounced as taqiyya, but go ahead.
Taqiyya.
And okay. We have a minute left. Go ahead.
But yes, the notion of taqiyya, that if you do what you have to do because it's for the greater good, quote unquote, of advancing the purposes of Islam. And no doubt that's what he is doing, because if he is a faithful Muslim, you know, Jews, Christians, homosexuals, they don't have rights. You know, demi-status, you know, Muslims can stand on the graves of Jewish people, spit on the graves of Jewish people. Well, to advance the cause of Islam, and of course, in this case, Mamdani's own candidacy, yes, he had to feign solidarity to groups that certainly in his most core convictions he would repudiate.
Wow. Alex, we're out of time. AlexMcFarland.com. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Dr. Newcomb.
Okay, great. Bye-bye now.